My name is Georgie Chikata. I'm Ghanaian. I'm a researcher at the University of Ghana, and I'm also a member of the Third World Network. Okay. The Third World Network is actually a non-governmental organization, and it brings together groups and individuals working on economic justice issues, a fairer world, and more equitable relations amongst the regions. And our interest in the National Machinery series had to do with the fact that we felt that it was one section of the Beijing Platform for Action which had been neglected in the NGO community in Africa. And the reason for this neglect is that it's one of the areas which is not a substantive issue. It relates to measures to implement the Platform for Action and also to institutional arrangements. So to remedy this neglect, we brought together a group of NGOs from around Africa, from 8 different African countries, to do this study on National Machinery for Women in Africa as a way of contributing towards the implementation of the Platform for Action. Because we believe that since the National Machinery dealt mainly with implementation issues, without good National Machinery for Women, then the Platform for Action would run the risk of earlier documents, which, as we knew, were not implemented.
So did you find that there was a broad range of machinery available across the African continent?
Yes. Almost every country in Africa has a National Machinery for Women. And all the organizations of that kind predate the UN's interest in institutional mechanisms. Most African countries responded to the UN's call to establish or designate National Machinery for Women, and they did it in a variety of ways. Some governments set up ministries for women, some set up councils, some set up partnerships between NGOs and bureaucracies and so on. But what they all had in common was that most governments chose a bureaucratic format to deal with the question of institutional mechanisms, and the majority of national machinery can be found within the state as part of government bureaucracies.
So if it's a bureaucratic approach, how does that then affect and advantage women at a grassroots level?
That was one of the things that the study was concerned about, because as you know, the national machinery has many functions, and one of them is liaising with organizations all over the country in the implementation of the Platform for Action. And some of the country studies found that the bureaucratic character of the national machinery had hampered its relations with the NGO community, because many times the national machinery had to go through procedures and processes which were very slow, which were not NGO friendly and so on. And in fact, that had been one of the reasons why many NGOs had tended to either ignore the national machinery or be only concerned about its relations with the NGO community.
Now, you mentioned that a lot of the national machinery was actually in place prior to the Beijing conference. How then has that Beijing conference 5 years ago affected or advanced the condition of women?
Okay. What I said was that some national machinery predate the UN's interest in national machinery, and it was in 1975, long before Beijing, that the UN asked governments to establish or designate National Machinery for Women. And these organizations have existed since 1975. And we thought that the Beijing process would give them a new lease of life, because governments were recommitting to gender equality goals and so on. But unfortunately, that did not happen, because the climate in which the Beijing conference took place was not very conducive to gender equality measures and processes. Because as you know, in Africa, the last 2 decades have seen the implementation of structural adjustment programs. And because of the neoliberal paradigm of those programs and the insistence that the markets are the best arbiter of life and social transactions and so on, it has been difficult, or it has been an unfriendly environment in which to implement social justice programs.
So, given the troubles that have been happening at this particular conference, do you see any opportunities for improvement in the near future?
I think that many of us have cause for pessimism, because it would seem that the Platform for Action which was a good document but not the strongest of documents, it might even come out more watered down, and that will probably not augur well for the implementation of gender equality policies. However, I think that this process has been very good for NGOs because they've seen and recognized the limits of UN processes. Perhaps they'll go home renewed and more resolute to fight against gender inequality and stop seeing the UN as an institution of last resort. When have you